Texans 360 continues right here outside of Houston Texans Grill at City Center. Check it out sometime. It's a wonderful place. Now, a guy doing a wonderful job coaching linebackers heading into year two is Mike Vrabel. And we had a chance to hear from him a little bit earlier on in the offseason about his life and his career.
Let's start there. You know, for most of us, many of us, our first coaches are our fathers. And it's kind of fun because after training camp practices, sometimes before regular season games, we see you throwing the football around with some of your sons. How much of a coach are you to them?
You know, probably too much of a coach. But, you know, I had a dad that was a coach growing up. He was a basketball coach, was a football coach. And that's what I remember from my childhood. It was going to practice with my dad. It was hanging out around the team. And that's been one of the really great things about this organization is they've welcomed our families to practice, to training camp, to the games. So we're enjoying this.
And I've seen you at practices, so I know that you're not as hard a coach on them as you are on the pros. But, you know, what sort of stuff are you telling these guys? Is it just constant, you know, technique?
Well, first of all, you'd have to ask my kids because they would probably say that I'm worse with my kids than I am my players. But I think as a young player or any player, really, you just try to get the fundamentals down. And as you look at the best players, you look at the greatest players at their position, they're always good at their fundamentals. We coach fundamentals every day. We coach technique every day. And then just try to bring them along on their instincts of the game.
What's it been like first year on the job coaching professionals?
You know, it's good. It's you're just around them much more. You know, you have to be ready to go in the morning in college. You know, you get them at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon after class. And so now we're getting them early in the morning. We have to be more prepared at a different time and ready to go. The focus level is the same. I think that the players at every level, you know, they want to do the best job they can for themselves, for their team, for their coaches. I think players at this level are, you know, they try to please, and they try to please everybody. So whether that be family, coaches, players, you know, they're all trying to study. They're all trying to go out there and do their job.
What you did as a professional, as a player, how and where you did it for the most part of your career, how easy do you think that made your – or how easier did that make your transition – here in the NFL with the Texans and what's going on here?
You don't ever really know. You know, I think the one thing that Urban Meyer used to tell me as a college coach is that you just came from playing. So don't try to do or be anybody else. Just be yourself and form your own style, your own personality. There's no manual that you follow. And so the drills I came up with or the drills that we run or the drills that we do or the things that how I teach, that's just a culmination of playing for good football coaches from John Cooper and Bill Cowher, Bill Belichick, Romeo Crennel, Gary Gibbs, all these guys along the line that I've played for, Dean Pease, that I've tried to form my own style, but with those guys in mind that, man, this really helped me or I really like this as a player. And then you try different things and you just keep, you know, turning over the rock until, you know, you find something there that sticks with a player.
That's a pretty good reservoir of leadership to pull from, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky. I've been blessed as a player. Played at Ohio State and then got to go to Pittsburgh and learn. You know, the one thing I remember from Pittsburgh was the group of veterans that they had. Guys that are in the Hall of Fame, Jerome Bettis, Dermonte Dawson, you know, Carnell Lake, LaVon Kirkland, Greg Lloyd. Those were players that I got to learn the NFL game under. And so I think you're always trying to search for that mixture, you know, on your roster of – man, I was 21 years old, and this guy was 32, and he was going to be an eventual Hall of Famer. How does he prepare? What's he do? And not that the years in Pittsburgh were great for my career,
right,
playing-wise, but I think I learned a lot that, you know, when I got the opportunity in New England, it allowed me to carry that over and kind of bring some of that with me.
Kind of greased the skids for you in there, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that it allowed me to be a backup. It wasn't a big pressure. I wasn't drafted in a situation where you had to be an immediate starter. I went there, was a backup, was a third down player, was a special teams player, and really learned how to play football in the NFL.
You know, we talked with Teddy Bruschi last spring. You were fresh onto the job, and he was really excited about what was going to, you know, happen for your career. And he said, and a lot of times when we were playing, I'd look over to Vrabel, or he called you Vrabes.
I was going to say, he didn't say Vrabel.
I'd look over to Vrabes, and I'd have to ask sometimes, you know, what the call was. You know, you were in a position where it really wasn't your job to know the defense and know all that, but you did. You know, you were a little bit different in that regard, weren't you?
Well, I think that when you look at great safeties, great linebackers, and really good defensive linemen, they know what everybody's doing on the call.
Yeah.
So once you can learn your job, if you can learn what everybody else is doing, it allows you to have some flexibility within the call because you know where everybody else is fitting as opposed to just your one piece. You know, there's 11 guys that are doing a job and executing a defense. And, you know, we had a bunch of guys like that in New England, and we're trying to get a bunch of guys here.
Mike Vrabel and the rest of the Texans coaches taking some time off before training camp gets into high gear in 5 weeks. Next up, some Texans players were at a youth football camp this week, and the Texans cheerleaders are coming up on Texans 360.